Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The Soldotna City Council adopted a resolution authorizing a sole source professional services agreement with Burkhardt Croft Architects in the amounts of $220,000 for the final design and bid phase supports on the Soldotna Fieldhouse project. Public Works Director Kyle Cornelis addressed the Burkhardt Croft Architects.
Burkhardt Croft Architects was competitively awarded the original design and completed the design to the state it is in now. This work would entail final design efforts, really going from a 95% to 100% debt document. It would also include some additional design work for the connecting piece that would connect the field house with the existing sports complex, in addition to some engineering and geotechnical work associated with shifting the building over to accommodate parking and a future expansion of the conference rooms.
Cornelis also explained Burkhardt Croft Architects' role in construction efforts.
Additionally, they would be assisting the city with furniture and fixture equipment selection, such as flooring for the various type of events that we want to have in that building. And then finally, assistance in the bid phase as we bid the construction efforts, hopefully this spring.
Burkhardt Croft Architects was previously awarded the competitively solicited Soldotna Fieldhouse design and has offered a fair and reasonable proposal for professional design services for the Soldotna Fieldhouse final design. Funds in the American Rescue Plan Act in the amount of $1,142,194.29 were previously appropriated. The Boys and Girls Club of the Kenai Peninsula and Triumvirate Theater will benefit from a portion of the nearly $5 million in the congressionally directed spending in the Consolidated Appropriations Act for fiscal year 2023. U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski announced the funding allocations for Alaska recently, which included 13 additional community-driven projects on the Kenai Peninsula. The Boys and Girls Club of the Kenai Peninsula will receive $4.6 million to put towards the construction of a new clubhouse for the Boys and Girls Club of the Kenai Peninsula in Kenai. Mike Navarre, a board member with the Boys and Girls Club of the Kenai Peninsula, explains why the club requested the federal funds.
The reason we asked for this funds is so that we can build our clubhouse in Kenai and expand and continue to serve the number of kids we do throughout our community. There's a great need out there. The Boys and Girls Club has been serving that need for nearly 30 years. It's an extraordinary program, and I want to thank Senator Murkowski for her efforts in helping us secure this grant.
Many across the Kenai have and continue to support the Boys and Girls Club. Navarre spotlights some of the local supporters.
We asked Senator Murkowski for some funds in order to help us build a clubhouse. It's been a lot of local community support. We got a grant from, or we got a behest in the will of Royce Roberts and his wife Melba of about $5 million. We got some money from the Rasmussen Foundation. We raised some money through our fundraisers like the Boys and Girls Club auction and our golf tournament. We got great community support.
The Alaska Children's Institute, also known as Triumvirate Theater, was also included in the Consolidated Appropriations Act, which will receive $1 million to rebuild a community theater in Kenai. President of the Alaska Children's Institute for the Performing Arts, Joe Rizzo, was surprised with the funding.
It's going to make a huge difference. This was something we were waiting on, and we weren't banking on it because we weren't really sure if it was going to happen or not. When it did, it completely changed everything for us.
Rizzo explains the impact of the $1 million.
$1 million for Triumvirate Theater to rebuild the community theater is a huge deal for us. You know, the arts make kids smarter and forge lifelong friendships. They create leaders for tomorrow. You know, when the fire destroyed our community children's theater, it was really devastating. But this funding obtained for the rebuilding of the theater by Senator Murkowski's efforts is really a game changer for us.
Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.